Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live at the White House. Correspondent Karen Travers is joining us live. Karen, very little has come out about that meeting yesterday afternoon between Governor Cuomo and President Trump.
Yeah, I would say almost absolutely nothing. We did not see that meeting as expected. It was closed press and stayed closed press. The governor did not come out and talk to reporters afterwards, as some often do after meetings at the White House. And there wasn't even a readout, as we call it, from the White House. We asked a lot of questions about this yesterday. The only information came from the acting secretary at DHS, who said the meeting was productive and that discussions will continue until the administration and New York officials find a mutually agreeable solution. So I think nothing big was accomplished yesterday. If there was, they would have been very quick to come out and announce something.
Okay. The big attention, though, in Washington is all about Bill Barr and his interview on ABC with Pierre Thomas, blasting the president's tweets. What's the White House reaction to that?
The White House reaction was that they didn't know what Barr was going to say until he had said it, and that they were surprised by it. But at the same time, looking at what Barr said, you know, he said to Pierre in this pretty incredible exclusive that he's frustrated with the president's tweets on the Roger Stone case and other criminal investigations. He says it makes it impossible for him to do his job and to assure courts and prosecutors within the federal system that their work is being done with integrity. So I think many people right away thought, oh, my goodness, this is a senior person in the administration rebuking the president, which it certainly was a rare disagreement. It's rare to see anybody say, stop tweeting, Mr. President, even though everybody around here thinks that and says that to us behind the scenes. But I think there was another message here, too. And this is what critics jumped on, that Barr was essentially saying to the president, don't lean on these cases publicly. Don't lean on the Justice Department publicly. Don't do this to me publicly, that it wasn't the behavior or the comments that Barr was most upset about. It was the fact that the president was doing this in a public forum. I think there was another element to it that's certainly getting a lot of attention, because remember, those four prosecutors who stepped away from the Stone case, they work for the Justice Department. They're federal prosecutors. And there was certainly a concern, I think, among those U.S. attorneys across the country that it's going to be hard for them to do their work if there are politics injected into this. Barr's interview was also, I think, a message to them that we are not going to let politics play a role.
All right, Karen, thanks. That's Karen Travers live at the White House.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.